are in the cyber warfare range. Little secluded corner in this walled compound. And what you're hearing here is you're hearing the activity of people learning how to hack.
Ray Rivera is co-founder of the Arizona Cyber Warfare Range, a secure, windowless room where budding hackers gulp energy drinks and munch on pizza. Their job is to unleash cyber attacks on the millions of dollars worth of computer equipment at the range. The goal is to break the gear so they can learn how to protect it.
In order to defend yourself from cyber attacks, you need to know the methods and techniques that cyber criminals are utilizing and programs to help defend yourself.
Joshua Harp has spent years volunteering in this hacker haven. He says laws like the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act make learning how to hack risky. But the range, with its cyber targets, gives people a place to gain these skills without threat of prosecution. It's an educational environment.
If I was doing what I did here without the sanctions that I receive through here, it would mean prison time for me.
Cyber war adversaries have a different approach to hackers. Harp says they're encouraged.
Russians want to go to prison for the cyber crimes that they commit, because that means that the Russian government will come to them with a job offer. In China, if you show aptitude with computers, then you show aptitude to be part of their hacking team.
The Arizona Cyber Warfare Range works with about 5,000 hackers. Their skill levels vary from beginner to Jedi. Range co-founder Brett L. Scott says a good cyber warrior is a problem solver and an adaptive thinker.
Even though everybody says, oh my God, hackers, big scary monster, the bottom line is we are an unclassified entity that allows people to come in and learn critical skill sets.
Scott started programming computers when he was 6 years old. His career path eventually led him into cybersecurity, and it wasn't long before the FBI and Secret Service started coming to his lectures.
I began assisting Uncle Sam with complex questions that they were not able to obtain answers to, but I had firsthand knowledge of.
By outlawing hacking, Scott says the government keeps cybersecurity professionals from understanding the weapons used against them. He warns that future generations face competition against technology that was invented here but may be stolen by other countries.
We are doomed if we do not very quickly generate a capable set of cyber warriors to change our destiny.
The mood inside the range doesn't always reflect the high stakes Scott describes. Inappropriate jokes are common. Sometimes the hackers act more like rowdy frat boys than stereotypical computer nerds.
Save the goats! I'll save the goats!
Volunteer Joyce Vogt is one of the only women around. She puts up with this behavior because at the range, she can let her skill set shine.
You know, these guys are cowboys, right? And so for me, it's really kind of reinforced that I really like going into environments that are lacking in civility and you know, lacking in structure. And then standing up structure as part of my work.
Vogt owns a data analytics firm and a cybersecurity company, which grew out of her work at the range. She says there are lots of ways to hack a government, and public-private partnerships are particularly vulnerable.
I think there's just a general attitude of, it hasn't happened to me, who am I, who's going to want to hack into my network?
Cyber defense is typically reactive, yet the range's founders have compiled a list of global cyber threats and built a proactive defense network. Vogt and her team plan to bring that to market.
Any traffic that's being accessing a network, we can run that against a larger database to be able to determine, is this already a known threat? Because if it is, we should stop them at the door.
Vogt thinks this is the future model for cybersecurity, and she expects it to play out in the next 3 to 5 years. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Mesa.